we're big schleppers here in New York, as you know. We schlep everything. We all have bags. There's tote bags, there's women's purses, there's shopping bags, there's man purses. And, you know, a lot of us put them in all sorts of places, including the floor of the subway. How concerned should we be?
I don't think you should be overly concerned, but you should be aware that that is a means of picking up organisms and introducing them into your home, in your home environment, and on your person. So you have to be wary as to where you drop your purse. You can bring them into your home and on your personage. And that's where there's a possibility of transmission. If you touch the purse, the bottom of the purse, and touch your mouth, eyes, and nose, which are the conduits of entry of most germs, whether it's a simple virus like the stomach flu virus, the norovirus, which can give you vomiting and diarrhea, and we have 23 million cases of that alone a year, you can pick that up. You can pick up cold viruses very easily by dropping your pocketbook where someone has sneezed, whether it's on a countertop, and they can be pretty dirty too, not just the floor or the sidewalk. There are gross things on the ground like feces, dog feces, vomit, and sputa, as well as a wide variety of food stuff that has been thrown on the ground that is growing. They serve bacteria very well. So you can pick all this up. Usually, the organisms that are encountered come from three body areas. One is the respiratory tract, two is the skin, and three is feces.
How concerned should people be who do a lot of schlepping on the subway and put their bag all sorts of places? I'm going to focus on the subway, but we leave our bags everywhere, most of us.
Yes. I'm not that concerned as long as you do a few things. One is periodically you should sanitize the bottom of your bag. If you have a leather bag, you can easily use an alcohol, or you can use other types of sanitizers that are brand names so you know they work well. Two, you should wash your hands prior to eating or drinking anything. Doing that enables you to prevent your body from getting germ intrusion by touching your face.
I left my bag, you know, on the subway, on the ground, because it's a crowded subway. And then I came home and I was about to put my bag on my kitchen table. Do you think that that's something we should be concerned about?
Absolutely. You have to be aware that there is a contamination that has occurred on the bottom of your bag. So all you have to do is place the bag either on the floor, you're stepping there anyway, or not in any area where you're going to contact it, and then that contact would make you touch your mouth, eyes, or nose, or eat or drink something, so you'd have contaminated hands.
Being so aware of germs as you are, and all sorts of things that aren't available to the naked eye, do you just see New York as just one big petri dish, or what?
I see all of civilization as a petri dish. New York, in particular, because we're crowded. Other areas less so, because you do have wide open spaces, so to speak. Nevertheless, organisms are everywhere, on every plant and animal and every inanimate object. They're in the air, they're below the sea. Without them, we would die. We could not live as we know it.
If one has a bag, how often should they be cleaning it?
If you've contaminated the bag significantly by putting it in the subway or dropping it on a sidewalk for too long a period, I would do it each day. In other words, when you get to your home, just wipe the bottom with a wipe. That's all. Simple. It's not that bad. And if you can't afford a wipe, a little bit of chlorine in water, maybe a whiskey glass full in a quart of water, that is the best germicide available and cheapest. And even if you have leather, it's not going to discolor the leather at that light concentration of chlorine.
You did this test before, and how many bags did you test?
Over the years, maybe 150, 200 bags. The main findings were organisms from four sources, three of which were human. The skin, feces, and feces is number one source, and respiratory tract. organisms, as well as environmental organisms. Those were the four sources of organisms. Most of the environmental were innocuous. Most of the skin were also, although I did find MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, on some occasion, and I found a lot of fecal-borne organisms like E. coli and many respiratory viruses when I did cultures.
Out of all those bags, how many were not so safe?
Not very many. I would say maybe about between 1 and 3% of the bags had something significant. But of course, when you do these cultures, the vagaries of life are at play. So it depends on when you do them, where the bag was last, and how long since the exposure. So it can vary. But the idea is that it can be a means of transient placement of organisms, on people's hands or on their tabletops or elsewhere.